Moose Jaw. With a provincial election on the horizon, representatives of the Saskatchewan Party, including party leader Scott Moe, met with Moose Jaw's constituents at the Sask Party campaign office at 345 Main Street North on October 5. Following Moe's address, the floor was opened for a question-and-answer session. Questions and answers. Q. If the NDP is successful in this upcoming election, what is your biggest fear for the people of Saskatchewan? A. My greatest fear is the NDP, increasing taxes and cancelling capital projects and public investment, and a decline in our economic opportunities that will hinder the attraction of private capital that we have. Moe said. He accused the Sask NDP of a stagnating population in the past, reducing investment opportunities through fear of nationalizing certain industries, and said many of the investment opportunities brought in under the Sask Party government were crucial to funding projects including the Dr. F. H. Wigmore Regional Hospital and the new multi-use school. None of that investment happens under the NDP, he declared. And in turn, without the strength of that growing, vibrant economy, the government doesn't have the investment capacity to build a Wigmore Hospital, or to replace the schools in this community. The reality is less investment, both public and private, less jobs, and less opportunity. Q. Do you feel like it's a realistic fear in this upcoming election? Are you afraid the people in Saskatchewan might actually make that choice, to vote NDP? A. Moe said recent polling results indicate that either the Sask Party or the NDP will form a government in the upcoming election. On voting day on October 28, they can think in their own minds as to the choice between the two parties. They can choose a party that is focused on growing our economy so we can make those investments in Moose Jaw and in other communities, versus a party that won't even come forward and put together a coherent plan on how they're going to fill a $3 billion hole in their platform. Q. Do you have any specific investments here in Moose Jaw that you are planning to help the residents here? A. I think what we'll see in Moose Jaw in the future under a Sask Party government, a government that is focused on continuing to grow the economy, is more of what you've seen, Premier Moe said. He then pointed to K+S Potash, the Great Plains Power Station, and a strong and robust agriculture industry that has the most sustainable production system in agriculture on Earth. He said the ability to construct the new multi-use school that is replacing a number of schools in the community and the Wigmore Hospital were only possible through the strength and growth of a vibrant economy, and that doesn't happen if you're not attracting investments like K+S into this region. Q. Dano Sebastian, a student at Sask Polytech, asked, I would like to ask what specific measures the government is going to take to ensure that the economic growth is inclusive, and that it includes newcomers and the long-term residents in the rural communities of our province. A. Moe answered by referencing the graduate retention program that helps children born and raised in Saskatchewan find suitable employment in the province. That hasn't always been the case in our province. We have for many years lost too many of our children to other provinces because they just simply didn't have the career opportunities here. Moe said these opportunities are supported by the Sask Party through attracting more private investment, including K+S Potash, BHP, the broader mining industry including uranium and copper, as well as investments into the value-added agriculture space. He said the party has an economic-focused immigration system and highlighted the Saskatchewan Immigrant Nominee Program. The program coincides with the larger focus that we have of making Saskatchewan an open place, where people have an opportunity to stay whether you're a first-generation Canadian, have been here for multiple generations, or you're an Indigenous Canadian. Q. Yesterday, your party said, the NDP's financial plan wasn't honest. Do you have something to say on that? A. Yeah, I would repeat that it is dishonest, Moe said. He accused the Sask NDP of having a $4 billion costing platform, with no plan on how to pay for it, and said the NDP has no confirmed plan to cover the $3 billion cost that will result from it. It is dishonest until the point that they actually choose to tell Saskatchewan people how they're going to fill that $3 billion gap. I don't know how they're going to do it. With the nurses' union rally that was taking place in Moose Jaw, there was no one from the SASC party present. Why was that? A. I was in Prince Albert that day and in Saskatoon, Premier Mo said. We were announcing our Active Families Benefit program in Prince Albert, then we spent the afternoon in Saskatoon. He said the party's two health ministers, Tim McLeod and Everett Hindley, were also busy campaigning at the time. Mo said his party is committed to moving forward with a nursing task force focused on patient care. Mo said healthcare disruptions in neighboring provinces were considered for the party's human resource challenges in Saskatchewan's health facilities. That's why Tim McLeod has come forward with Everett Hindley, our Minister of Health, on introducing and funding the most ambitious health human resource plan in the nation of Canada, he said, stating that the plan has hired over 1,300 nurses over the last 18 months and said the party has more work to do. For more information on the SASC party, including candidates and the party's platform, visit saskparty.com. To learn about the SASC NDP party platform and its candidates, visit saskndp.ca. The provincial election is scheduled for Monday, October 28.